modern era of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association Girls Sweet 16 Championship Basketball Tournament began in 1975. Since that time, Sacred Heart of Louisville has captured the state crown seven times, including each of the past 3 years, 2021, 22, and 23. And now in 2024, the Valkyries will try to win an unprecedented fourth straight title. Standing in the way, however, is a talented and determined team. From McCracken County, the Lady Mustangs have won three consecutive regional titles and made it to the state final against Sacred Heart 1 year ago. Earlier today, McCracken bested Louisville Butler 74-57 in the first semifinal. Then Sacred Heart outlasted Cooper from Northern Kentucky 58-50 to earn its way into the championship contest. Tip-off for the game to decide the 2024 state championship is coming up in about 15 minutes. Good evening, I'm Carl Nathy, live from Rupp Arena at Central Bank Center in downtown Lexington. You're tuned to Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network coverage of the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky KHSAA Girls Sweet 16. In a couple of moments, we'll bring you the pregame thoughts of the respective head coaches, Scott Sibbles of McCracken County and Donna Moyer of Sacred Heart. Calling the play-by-play for us, Kentucky Broadcasters Association Hall of Famer Greg Stottlemyre, the voice of the EKU Colonels, and providing expert analysis and color, standout former player and coach Mina Todd. We're glad you've joined us here on the Morgan & Morgan Girls Sweet 16 Network.
Buy factory direct and save on a post-frame building from Mansi Metal. Our rugged Midwestern buildings are made right here in Winchester from quality materials, giving you the best value for your investment. With over 20 striking colors to choose from and fast turnaround, Mansi Metal will produce a garage, barn, stable, or hobby building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester showroom or visit us today at mansimetal.com. M-A-N-S-E-A-Metal.com.
If you are 45 or older, it's recommended you begin colorectal cancer screenings. A colonoscopy at Clark Regional Medical Center is a screening that helps find and identify cancers early when treatment is most effective. Prioritize your well-being with a proactive step towards good health. Your health matters. At Clark Regional Medical Center, you can help choose a healthy future. Choose well. Choose Clark. Visit clarkregional.org.
Hello, Clark County Cardinal fans. This is Dustin Howard, Superintendent of the Clark County Public School System. We want you to know Clark County Public Schools is committed to the future of every one of our 5,500 students. With dedicated educators and first-class facilities and programs, we empower every student to be prepared for success in either college or career through AP and dual credit courses and our hands-on vocational training. Clark County Public Schools, where greatness grows every day. Go Cards.
Kentucky kindergartners are ranked among the lowest in the nation for measles vaccine coverage, according to the latest CDC report. To prevent measles outbreaks and illnesses, it's critical to ensure that you and your child are vaccinated with the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Vaccination against measles can begin at the age of 12 months. Measles can be dangerous, potentially leading to pneumonia, brain damage, deafness, and even death, especially for babies and young children. Immunization. The power to protect. Call the Clark County Health Department to schedule an appointment.
This is the March to a Championship on WWKY.
Donna Moyer with us, state championship, another chance to make more history. We talked about the pressure, all the streaks. I won't mention one. You're here. Mentality coming out of the tougher lower bracket.
You know, we're good. We went back to the hotel and got something to eat, and then we watched some film on McCracken. And, you know, and they're very focused. They're very just.
All right, we go in three,
2-1. Donald Moy, you're with us. State championship, another chance to make more history. We talked about the pressure, all the streaks. I won't mention what they are, but you're here. How's your team's mentality coming out of the tougher lower bracket?
You know, we're good. We went back to the hotel and got something to eat, and then we watched some film on McCracken. And you know, and they're very focused. They're very just dialed in and ready to go.
You scrimmaged with them, as you said, before the start of the season, drove all the way down here. Mm-hmm. Now you end it right here against them. You shot 71% against them last year, and Johnson had a great game. Are they different this year?
You know, I think they're better. You know, with the two girls they have that, you know, they pretty much have Johnson. I can't think of the other girl's name. It's terrible. And number 4 and 33, that really, we do numbers, so that's why.
Yeah, no doubt. So yeah. I'm supposed to announce them, but I forget names.
No, so we do not, you know, and they're two, you know, they do a nice job getting to the basket, shooting. They do a lot of scoring for them. But they're more than that. You know, that you don't get to the finals of the state tournament, you know, back-to-back years without having good coaching, without having good chemistry, without having, you know, a team like they do, and I have much respect for them.
You've had a different leading score every game, so good distribution.
Yes, I mean, we have, and that's the beauty of our team, is anybody can step up any night, and, you know, we try to keep our bench ready, that, you know, that they can come in and have some you know, some good moments. And, you know, I was really proud this morning. We shot our free throws really well. You know, we were 16 for 20. And, you know, we held our composure, and we're going to need that tonight, too.
You've made 42 turnovers. They've made 42 turnovers. Both teams have forced 42 turnovers. How big is the turnover battle tonight?
You know, the physical, yeah, I think that's going to be huge. I mean, I expect them to, you know, throw some pressing in on us here in spots. And, you know, we've got to go against a 2-3 zone. I'm sure they're going to play some zone against us and kind of slow us down. And we've got to really just work on reversing the ball and being patient against their zone.
What about Claire Johnson? She came out and had 39, the most points of the game since 2012 in this tournament. Anything special defensively against her?
You know, we're gonna put Z on her and let her shut her down. I think, I don't know if that's right, because I think Z had 40 last year. But no, I mean, Claire is just a special player. I know she's up for Miss Basketball. She's been their leader, you know, the past 4 years, and much respect to her. It's gonna be a fun night.
It could be Johnson or Johnson for MVP. Yeah. Good luck tonight. I know there's a lot of pressure, but man, you're here and I know you're excited.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, ready to tip it off and go. And, you know, no matter what, it's, I'm going to be crying at the end. You know, I've got, you know, 6 seniors and, you know, that I just have so much respect for and that have just given our program everything, even our manager, Audrey Potempo. You know, like they just put their heart and soul into this basketball program and our coaching staff and everybody. And, you know, and I just, you know, hope we go out on a good note.
Okay, good luck tonight.
All right, thank you.
Donna Moyer, she's the head coach of Sacred Heart. We'll hear from Scott Sibbles of McCracken County after this on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Thank you.
Did you know milk is a natural source of electrolytes, carbs, and high-quality protein, making it one of the best beverages for hydration? Drink milk after workouts and games to help your body recover and stay hydrated longer. This season, we proudly announce the Dairy Alliance as the official milk partner for high school championship events. To learn more about milk's balanced nutrition, visit thedairyalliance.com. thedairyalliance.com.
Clark's cares. Clark's Pump and Shops gives back to the community it serves, which is why they are proud sponsors of the Kentucky High School Boys and Girls Sweet 16 at Rupp Arena. Clark's welcomes all the fans and wishes the participating teams the best of luck. And while you're here, be sure to stop in Clark's Pump and Shop locations for all your favorite drinks and snacks, and visit Clark's Cafe across from Rupp for lunch on the go. Freshly made ham, tuna, and chicken salad sandwiches. Clark's Pump and Shop. Return, refresh, refuel.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. KY Help, a service of Operation Unite.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turfland for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Scott Sibbles is the head coach of McCracken County. You've been shooting well in this tournament, 78% from the foul line, 48.6% from the field, against a team that shot in the state championship last year against you, 71%.
Oh, that, you know, last year, all you could do is probably is just tip your hat and say, you know, awesome job. And if you look at how what we shot in that game was about 50-something percent. So we were, I mean, we shot the ball very well. As if they just made some unbelievable plays and shots. And, you know, we were very blessed and honored to get that far. This year it feels different for some reason. I can't explain why. There's a calmness about our team. We know what we're going up against. There's no question about that. We just got to come in tonight and do what we've been doing the last three games.
Claire Johnson was phenomenal. Sure. Had to sit 6 minutes second quarter due to 3 fouls, and she still scores 39 points.
Special kid, special player. She kind of is the engine that makes us go, and she had a tremendous game today. And I thought Mickey Buchanan was right behind her, and she made some big shots and big plays when we had to have her when Claire was out. So I was very pleased with her, but we had some other young kids step up when we had to have them.
Sacred Heart, they have all the pieces. They have a pesky freshman point guard. They obviously have Zakiya Johnson, who's a Power 5 superstar at some point. And then they have a big post. So is there a vulnerability in your opponent tonight? And if so, where is it?
It's hard really to say, honestly. We're going to be who we are. We may try to change defenses, maybe out of a timeout or out of off a free throw. We're going to, you know, not let them be relaxed. So we're just going to see what happens and just compete as hard as we can. Defense has been our calling card for the last two or three years. So we know what we're going up against. All you can do is just be a star in your role and defend as hard as you can and make sure that you don't give up second and third chance points.
You are in the upper bracket, so a little bit more rest, even though both teams had to play today. Do you think that at all is an advantage?
Well, I know for us, last year was a whirlwind. We get done at 3:30. We're back at the hotel. We're back here within 45 minutes. So we got about 3 or 4 hours of extra rest today, getting some ice baths on some kids. It does help, I really think. But at the end of the day, it's 32 minutes of who wants it the most and who can make plays and who can get key stops.
Going to try to stop history tonight, aren't you?
Yes, sir. We're going for our 100th win in the last 3 years. So there's things for us too as well. It's an honor to be in this tournament. To advance and win a game is awesome, but to get to where we are back-to-back years, I don't know if I'll be able to do that again in my career. So we're going to try to just relish this moment and enjoy everything.
Good luck tonight, Scott.
Yes, sir, bud. Thank you.
Scott Sibbles, that's the head coach of McCracken County. More after this on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump & Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump & Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump & Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump & Shop.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel. Or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
Stuff Recycling, veteran-owned and operated, is a high-tech, full-service scrap metal recycling facility right here in Winchester. Stuff Recycling offers a large variety of services for recyclers in Winchester, Lexington, and beyond. Stuff Recycling processes everything from household scrap to larger demo projects up to full industrial scrap services. Learn more about Stuff Recycling or schedule a call online at stuffrecycling.com. That's Stuff Recycling. We are your source for high school basketball, WWKY.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm, by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA, Return, Refresh, Refuel, and by Southland Dairy Farmers. Do you know the 13 essential nutrients in milk? It's title time at Rupp Arena. The Sacred Heart Valkyries at 30-7. They win, or they lose the tip to McCracken County. A loss to them in the championship last year. They come in with a record of 32-4. Lob inside and already a steal. Playing off an injured ankle, 2D Jordan. She'll lob it down low and overthrew it. Saved in. Battle for the ball. And out of the melee with it comes McCracken County and their star player in Claire Johnson, who's in the starting lineup tonight, but she plumbed it. The Clark's Pump and Shop starting lineups, Claire Johnson at guard, along with Ava Hughes, and also at guard is Jaden Skaggs. In the center, Reagan Hill, and at the forward is Mickey Buchanan. On the other side, Jordan at guard, along with Johnson, the star. And the forwards are Russell and Bender, and the center is Paleo. We'll get to the keys of the game as we get underway after a raucous orchestrated opening, and the crowd loved it here. Everybody introduced, and we introduce you to the state championship game in the 63rd edition here. And as we said in the pregame, Sacred Heart going for their fourth in a row. Drive down the line, back and score, and Mickey Buchanan opens the scoring account for McCracken County.
Picking up right where she left off in the semifinal game.
Transition the other way. Johnson finds a cutting Bender. We're tied at two.
Little misrotation on the back of that press.
That's the voice of Mina Todd. She'll analyze tonight. We'll get her Southland Dairy Farmers nutrients of the game here in a second. Out high on the left, Hughes. Hughes, one hand bounce to Mickey Buchanan. Buchanan hands it off to Johnson, three ball, no. Johnson had a great game earlier today, 13-19 from the field, tied for fifth most points ever in a girls' state tournament game with 39. McCracken County in a 2-3 zone. Here's 2D Jordan, 5-3 freshman guard who had a big 17-point game in the semis. Paleo, back right side, Bender, bang, and Sacred Heart leads 5-2.
Yeah, great ball reversal that time. Bender wide open, knocks down the big three.
5-2, Sacred Heart. Coming in, they haven't lost a game this year against a team in the state of Kentucky. Haven't lost for 72 games in a row, and another travel. Quickly, our Southland Dairy Farmers nutrients of the game. What do you have, Coach?
Well, the McCracken County Lady Mustangs are going to really have to amp up their defensive intensity. It's been their calling card all year long. They have to do this without fouling. They want to own the tempo of this game, push the Valkyries, and get back in transition. For the Valkyries, they want to get a hand in Claire Johnson and Mickey Buchanan's face, limit their turnovers, and own the boards.
Beautiful high left looping pass from Bender. Johnson rises high right of the goal and puts it in. Sacred Heart has scored 7 in a row, and they lead 7-2. Turning the corner, Johnson, she walked again. A little bit of anticipation and anxiousness in McCracken County right now.
Exactly, Greg. They're kind of rushing their offense, a little bit ahead of themselves. They just need to settle down, get in the flow of the game here.
Already made 3 turnovers. Sacred Heart's made 2, but Sacred Heart 3-for-3 from the field. Here's Johnson, 3-time Gatorade Player of the Year. Finds a teammate and graces the rim off target left. Bender out of bounds to the Lady Mustangs out of West Kentucky and Paducah, the Region 1 champions. They're led by Claire Johnson at 23.1 points a game. 11th in the state, headed for Samford. Here's Buchanan. Right of the lane, low block right, finds the shot.
Beautiful.
Good.
What a great bank shot.
Quickly the other way. Sacred Heart pushing pace. One hand into the right side. Johnson let it fly from deep. Planks off. Ball off the hands of a teammate. Into the hands of the running Claire Johnson. Down the lane. Looks off a defender and lays it in. And McCracken County within 1 of Sacred Heart. And a steal in backcourt.
Claire Johnson right there took the ball away from Tootie Jordan. Then gets fouled. Opportunity for 2 free throws.
It was Russell that committed the foul. Claire Russell after the turnover. Claire Johnson headed for Samford. Good student. Said her goal is to be the valedictorian. She wouldn't mind if she added state champion on the hardwood to that. And we are tied at 7. Boy, we have ripped and run out of the gate here in Lexington.
Yeah, I hope everybody's got your track shoes on.
Second one, goodbye, Johnson. They switch the lead back after Sacred Heart scored 7 in a row. McCracken County cracks back with 6 in a row.
Got a battle down low between Hill and Paleo.
Here's Judy Jordan. Turned her ankle a little bit of swelling in the early game to Johnson. Good little pass low to Paleo. Missed it. Got her own rebound back up. Second time, yes. Paleo 9-8 Sacred Heart.
Paleo, nice job staying with it. McCracken battling hard, but she was just too tall of an order for him that time.
Paleo aside with UNC Wilmington at half court, the 4th turnover. As 2 players tried to connect each other, could not do it. Turnover between Skaggs and Hughes, and the pressure from Sacred Heart has been pretty intense. Interesting, both teams came in making 42 turnovers through 3 games, also committing 42 turnovers. Jordan rattles the iron from the right wing, no good. Rebound pulled down by Skaggs.
Got numbers.
Here comes Johnson running all the way down the lane. Coast to coast and the score on the Jailbreaker fast break brought to you by Jailbreaker Chips. Flavor so good, it should be illegal. Back out on top, Claire Johnson puts him up by 1. She's already scored 6 of her team's 10. 10-9 McCracken County, high post right to Paleo. To Johnson, pump fake, orange shoes on, red jersey. Comes out top to Jordan, who'll settle it down. Left side, nothing there. Bender, throw it inside. Johnson works her way through the defense, lays it in. You hear a scream under the basket, and she puts her team back out on top as we are teetering and tottering. We've had 3 straight lead switches. Time out on the court. Take a breath. We're out of the gate fast like Secretariat at Rupp. Sacred Heart is ahead 11-10 over McCracken County here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Cosair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Cosair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Cosair kids like me.
Will you help a Cosair kid today? Visit Cosair.org.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out.
Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
Off to a quick start. Both teams have made turnovers, but it has been relentless up and down the court on this college court at Rupp Arena. Five turnovers by McCracken County, three so far by Sacred Heart, but good shooting. McCracken County, 4 of 5, only miss is a three by Johnson, and 5 of 9 shooting for Sacred Heart. They have gone in transition and pounded it inside.
Both teams doing a fantastic job getting up and down the floor. This last possession here, McCracken County was in a 2-3 zone, and Sakai Johnson did a great job flashing the middle, what you want to do to break a zone, and ends up with a free throw line and at the free throw line.
Skaggs fouled her. Johnson misses the shot. Rebound defensively for McCracken County, and Mickey Buchanan, their leading rebounder, at 6.5 a game, averaging 8 in the 3 tournament games. Buchanan's got it right side high. Moves out on the Sweet 16 logo here on the Rupp Arena 94-foot court by 50. Off to Claire Johnson, 11th leading scorer in the state of Kentucky. Picks up the dribble, throws it to Buchanan, drop, and another turnover. There's 6. Here comes Johnson, 2-time MVP of this tournament. The crowd wanted a walk, didn't get it. And then a nice little dump by Bender to Paleo, camping inside, and she hits, and it's a 13-10 lead for Sacred Heart.
McCracken had no weak side rotation that time.
Blair Johnson, crossover dribble. Paleo comes out, got her body into it. When you pop out like that, you're hedging out, right?
You're hedging out, but you got to hedge and slide your feet. Sacred Heart's doing a great job. They're switching all screens because they feel like they can match up across the board pretty well.
They've taken double the number of shot attempts of McCracken County because they've made half the number of turnovers. Right post at the foul line. Turning is Buchanan. Tough shot, but she drew the foul on the hack down on Russell. And that will be Russell's second foul. And Russell's important. She is their second leading rebounder, but averaging 10 rebounds in this tournament.
She's done fantastic. I mean, I feel like she's one of those players like a Swiss Army knife. She can do a little bit of everything for them, and she's been huge on the boards for them.
Foul shot good. One more coming for Mickey Buchanan, who has 5 out of the gate, while Johnson has 6. And they are the big scorers on this team. Johnson averages 23.1, Buchanan 15 a game. Again, Claire Johnson plays for McCracken County. Kaya Johnson plays for Sacred Heart. Second foul shot, good as well. And it is a one-point game. Sacred Heart the ball, 1:47 in the moving. First quarter clock, they lead 13-12. High left, Bender. Bender almost dropped the dribble with no pressure. Boland, Lazaria Boland has come in defensively for McCracken County with the foul trouble early here. All thrown inside. Good bat away by Hill to create the fourth turnover on the other side of things. And now McCracken County retakes the lead if they can score here. Crossover dribble, Buchanan down the lane. Banks it off the backboard, won't fall. Rebound by Russell. So yep. Russell stays on the court.
Give credit to Paleo. She made Buchanan alter that shot.
And Johnson drives in, finds about a 5-foot bank shot, and that was a Right Way Auto Glass off the glass shot. Right Way Auto Glass, Kentucky's premier auto glass provider. Johnson having a good tournament so far. She has 4 tonight. She averages 18 in the 3 tournament games. Had 30 in the state title last year. The other Johnson, Claire Johnson, a deep college 3, no good. And in transition, Johnson out to Bender. Layup missed across the back flange. Defensive rebound, but Paleo takes it away as she ripped it away from Hill. She missed inside. Now Claire Johnson running. Left of the lane, stripped away, but got it back, put it up, missed it. Ball tipped out into the lane to the reserve end. And double tees, number 2 on the bucket by Lazaria Boland.
Great job by Boland, just happened to be in the right place at the right time, and great finish.
15-14, high-level state final so far, 7 seconds to go. Lob low to Paleo, and Johnson left her feet and went on top of her back.
Now, this is a really interesting story about fouls. Three fouls in the first half on Claire Johnson, had to sit for 6 minutes in the second quarter as Butler made a comeback on him from double digits down, got within three. Johnson came back and had 39 in the game, not playing six of the 32 minutes.
She had a phenomenal game.
5.3 in the inbound. Bender will shoot. Couldn't get it. And we'll go to the end of the first eight. Couldn't ask for anything more. Sacred Heart, 15. McCracken County, 14. Eight through, one quarter of the way in the title game here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building. See store for details.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
Traditional Bank is participating in the Welcome Home Program, providing eligible home buyers with grants up to $25,000 to help with down payments and closing costs. The program aims to support honorably discharged veterans, surviving spouses, and active duty military personnel, along with other qualified home buyers. Funds are limited and will be awarded on a first-come, first-served basis. Learn more about the Welcome Home Program today at traditionalbank.com/welcome home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is sponsored in part by the Southland Dairy Farmers. Energize your day with chocolate milk. 7-14 from the field for Sacred Heart, only 1-5 from deep, but 6-9 on two-pointers, 0-1 from the line. They've taken five more shots than McCracken County, who's 5-9, missed both of their two of their threes. Vallejo falls down, no harm, no foul. Johnson right flat. We open the second quarter, Sacred Heart 15-14 against the 2-3 zone. Baseline, new player in and lost the ball as it was taken away. We're coming the other way. McCracken County Johnson, right wing. Hughes tipped away, got it back. Foul line, retreated out high and reaching out, trying to go for the steal. But hooking the arm is Bender as she tried to get it away from Skaggs.
That was a great hustle. Bender just got her hand in there a little too much.
At 19 when they beat McCracken County last year in the state championship game, 68-53. Sacred Heart has won 15 tournament games in a row in the Sweet 16. Last loss was in the COVID year, the last game played before the plug was pulled due to the pandemic, when South Laurel, the last game played, beat Sacred Heart. Since then, they haven't lost one. Top of the key, Claire Johnson, catch and shoot around the rim and out. She thought she got a hit on the arm. Rebound, Palelo. Palelo, here comes Johnson. 360 spin, scoring Johnson.
That's a Gatorade Player of the Year move. Beautiful.
17-14, high-level player on both ends. Johnson, Zakiya Johnson, just a junior, at 21 against Bethel in the quarterfinals. They've had three different players lead them. Johnson almost a steal. She goes to the court but couldn't corral the orange leather. And then the ball fell into the hands of Reagan Hill, and then she got undercut unintentionally by Palelo. Wow, it got a little wild out there.
It did. I'm glad Hill's okay, because Palelo unintentionally just fell awkwardly on Hill's knee. She's fine.
Yeah, the way it first bent, I thought we were going to have a big injury. 6:37, first half. Tight all the way. Sacred Heart raced out with a 7-0 run when they were down 2-0. Biggest lead at 5. 6 in a row answer by McCracken County. We've played one possession since then. Here's Claire Johnson, guarded by the freshman Jordan. Forces a shot up, drew the foul. Missed the shot. Cootie Jordan hands down, say, what else could I do?
There's nothing else she could have done. I mean, size advantage, and Claire Johnson recognized that, so she just took Tootie Jordan to the hole and drew the foul.
7-inch advantage. Claire Johnson takes 14.5 shots a game, makes 8.5, and when she's at the line, book it. As Claire Johnson is an 84% foul shooter, it's about 5.5 attempts a game, hits 4.5. 3 for 3 tonight, make it 4 for 4, and she has 8 out of the gate. And it's back to a one-point game. McCracken County down 17-16 playing defense. High right, one of those backups in there, Emily Halleck. Inside Johnson, she started in at the goal, and she's fouled.
That's a beautiful high-low design play.
I think she's ready to play tonight. What do you think?
You think?
All these young ladies are.
Any time that you're going to foul a player going up for like a layup or a bucket close to the basket, you want to make sure that ball doesn't get to the basket so they don't have a chance for a three-point play the old-fashioned way.
Jaden Skaggs leaves. Second time in, Lazaria Bolin. Foul shot no good by Johnson. Offensive rebound, put back, won't fall. Ball comes out foul line, and they're running. Here comes Hughes. Hughes looks off the defender. Got it off to Johnson, and Johnson missed the shot but drew the foul. Boy, these two teams, when they get the ball, they're on the go.
They are on the go, and this is a great time for McCracken County to try to make a little run. Sacred Heart has had to go to their bench due to some foul issues.
Say, not a shot there, so the throw in by Buchanan. Got it into Hill. Sacred Heart going to run another reserve in here in a second. The ball tipped out of the hands of Hill as checking in for the red-clad Valkyries is Addison Kincaid, a 6'3 junior center forward. They will take another reserve Howe out. They play 5, 6, 7 minutes, 2 or 3 players, just enough time to get a breather on the bench for veteran coach Donna Moyer, coaching against former Murray State player Scott Sibbles. As a son playing for Wofford, a daughter hears a step in front steal by one of those reserves at half court by Fry, but great hustle back to stop what would have been a layup by Bolin. Lazaria Bolin, like a laser, and that's what they call her.
She, great back tip, but credit to Morgan Frey stepping in there and getting that turnover.
19-16. Sacred Heart into Johnson, leaps up high to get it in a double team, clears it out. Got it out to Bender. Bender bounces it through the legs of Johnson, who goes sliding on the court, but hits the sideline. Oh, they're going to call a jump ball first. As she got tied up by Ava Hughes. Bodies crashing on the court. Hustle at 100%.
You think these teams won a state championship?
It's unbelievable the intensity we've seen here. Down to the 5:39 mark of the second quarter.
Some great basketball.
Here's Sacred Heart leading by 3 on defense. As Johnson hunts for a shot into the lane, finds a gap. Contact, lost the ball. Bender the other way, one-on-one, a little hopscotch move, missed the layup. Rebound pulled down by Bolin, up to Claire Johnson. Claire Johnson will cut through the top of the lane and circle it back and kind of settle things down a little bit.
Smart. Get in your offensive set.
Back in County, 5 of 11, 9 of 8 from the field for Sacred Heart. Johnson finds an avenue, and she's fouled. Hack down foul on one of the reserves in there, Addison Kincaid, 6'3 junior.
Claire Johnson does a great job seeing a gap, and she'll once she sees that gap, she's gone. She attacks, gets herself to the free throw line, chance for 2.
That foul's kind of littering the Sacred Heart line right now. First foul shot good, back to a 2-point game. One more for Claire Johnson. Got to the foul line a lot, 8 for 9. Earlier today, and in the tournament, came in 28-32. Get to the line and make the opponent pay. She's already to double figures. Had 21 in the opening round over Russell. 16 in the quarters, 39 earlier today. Full timeout here, 5:01 to go in quarter number 2. And right now, a lead of 1. We'll take a break after this on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hello? Is Myoka Morris, a parent educator and Kentucky Education Association's 2023 Educate Support Professional of the Year. While it's nice to win an award, my greatest reward is making a difference in the lives of my students. That's what gets me to school every day. Now you can make a difference in the life of a Kentucky educator. Go to KEA.org and nominate a Kentucky educator for the Kentucky Education Association's Difference Maker of the Month. That's KEA.org. A little appreciation goes a long way.
Midway University has added many new degree offerings in the areas of business and health sciences. The new business offerings include accounting and concentration in the areas of finance, human resource management, leadership, and entrepreneurship. In health sciences, a timely new degree is now available in public health. This degree prepares students for a career in safeguarding the health and well-being of the public. All of these new programs are offered online in an accelerated format. Classes begin soon. Find out more at midway.edu.
This sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. You know, this matchup, not a big surprise. Before the 2023-24 campaign started, girls high school basketball coaches from across the state voted in the Lexington Herald Leaders preseason poll. The results, Sacred Heart number one, McCracken County number five. Well, now it's more like one versus two. Rematch of last year, Greg.
2-3 zone McCracken County, down by one as they greet the Sacred Heart offense. Already five lead switches, two ties. Top of the key, Bender. Ball above hit. Comes left side to one of the reserves, Fry. Again, they have Paleo and Russell starters on the bench. Tootie Jordan from 16 straight away.
Yeah, hard to the hoop. Tootie Jordan, nice job there from 15 foot. Zakiya Johnson's attracting a lot of attention. She found her wide open from the 15-foot free throw line.
They have three different players with two assists. There are no assists yet for McCracken County. Drive down the right of the lane. Buchanan kind of twisted her body's sidearm and missed the shot. And then on the outlet, a walk on a Valkyrie trying to get away from pressure.
A good job by Ava Hughes, an eighth grader, stepping up there, causing Bender to take too many steps. Right now, Sacred Heart is just killing McCracken in the paint. They've got 16 points in the paint.
All five of the shots on one-on-one moves. Trying to get to the goal for McCracken County. Meanwhile, you talk about in the paint, 8 of the 10 field goals assisted by Sacred Heart, and they've done that all tournament. They came into this game in three games, assisting on 70.4% of their field goal makes. Inbound, stolen, and then a foul. And seeing the anticipation, Kincaid getting it. And right now, Kincaid, Fry, others getting in because of the foul trouble to Russell and also Paleo, and kind of holding their own, still leading by three.
Yeah, they're doing what they need to do, keeping their team in the game.
Biggest lead for McCracken County right out of the gate, 2-0 by two. Biggest lead, Sacred Heart, it's 7-2. Zone stays on. The freshman, Jordan, had it tipped to the backboard, and then she didn't go and get it for an over and back. And then
how smart.
Yeah, drive by Bowman, and she laid it in. That's
great job.
Second time we've seen that in the tournament.
That's a great job by Bowman. Just out-hustled her to the ball.
Sometimes you just got to give up the turnover. And now the McCracken County crowd comes roaring as they force the second turnover in a row. And the ninth of the night on Sacred Heart. Both of these teams have had about 14 turnovers a game and forced the same number. Claire Johnson, chance to give her team a lead into the lane. Contact, no shot to go. And a rebound pulled down by Zakiya Johnson for Sacred Heart. She's on the move. The junior left of the lane. Underhand Bender. Bender comes up to the top left side. Back to Zakiya Johnson. And the other Johnson guarding her. Dumps it low. And assist. And the bucket good by Fry.
Two more points in the paint. And give credit to Zakiya Johnson. She penetrated hard to the middle. Attracted all the attention. Hit her wide open teammate down low.
Gets her second assist of the night. She's been an assist machine in this tournament. Inside Buchanan working on the paint. And she scores the first time here in quarter number two, has 8 in the game, and it's 23-22 Sacred Heart. What a ball game this has been. Couldn't ask for anything better. Right side, Fry inside, got her teammate, tuck it in.
Great execution, beautiful ball reversal.
25-22 Sacred Heart as we've gone back and forth here. Again, five lead switches, two ties, nobody getting separation. Claire Johnson dribbling, waiting, Long arm defense by the reserve Kincaid. Johnson drives her, got a rounder, scored, and fouled, and a chance to tie.
She is such a chess player. You could see her setting the player up, crossed her over, took her to the hole.
Let's go to Carl Nathie for a sideline report.
Thank you, Greg Stahlemeyer. We're proud to be joined by Dr. David Rodeberg, who is the pediatric surgery chief at Kentucky Children's Hospital, of course, part of UK Healthcare. And Dr. Rodeberg, you came to UK about 2 years ago from East Carolina University. What attracted you to come to Kentucky Children's Hospital?
Well, a couple of things. So the one is the patient population here. The children are really a wonderful group of people. It is kind of an underserved population. And so coming and taking care of these patients is really important. It provides a lot of personal satisfaction. But that idea for mission is what brings a lot of people here that work here at University of Kentucky.
You're a surgeon yourself, and you're then over the other surgeons at the pediatric hospital, at Children's Hospital at Kentucky. What sorts of things you do? I think you had a good answer when I asked you off the air.
So what I always tell people is that I don't do brains, I don't do bones, and I don't do hearts, but everything else is ours.
All right.
And so that, you know, that's a lot of, we take care of trauma, we take care of cancer patients, we take care of congenital anomalies, and just really anything that is kind of surgical in need.
It seems to me, I worked at University of Kentucky for a lot of years, and it seems the team atmosphere that UK Healthcare has is a great real asset.
Yeah, the camaraderie and the leadership of Kentucky Children's Hospital, as well as the University of Kentucky Health System, was really a large part of what attracted me here. It is clear that they are dedicated to improving the care of the children of the Commonwealth.
Thanks very much, Dr. David Rodeberg, Pediatric Surgery Chief, Kentucky Children's Hospital, UK Healthcare. Thank you, sir.
I just looked in the mirror. Last year, Sacred Heart shot 71% from the field. McCracken County shot 50. Right now, McCracken County shooting 50%, Sacred Heart 71%. But we're tied at 25 as Johnson already. Claire Johnson has put 13 on the board.
A little 1-3-1 action here by McCracken.
Top of the 1-3-1 is Bolin. Foul away from the ball, holding Johnson at the foul line. Right side as we look at it by Russell. No, I'm sorry, go on Hill. Gave you the wrong 12 there, Reagan Hill. She's pleading to the official. Been well officiated. Tough game to call. They're on top of it. Darryl Wilson, the referee. Tyrone Fields and Madison Jones, the umpires. Daniel Morris, the alternate. And Johnson had it tipped away. Got it back. We got a scramble and a jump ball.
Great job that time by McCracken County swarming Zakiya Johnson, forcing that jump ball.
Normally I wouldn't say it when one team has 10 turnovers and the other has 9, that it hadn't been a well-played game, but it has. 25-25. Sacred Heart brings it into Johnson in traffic. She drew the harm by Buchanan. Knocked her with a body. Good sportsmanship there by Buchanan to help her up along with one of Johnson's teammates.
Well, they're going to make Johnson earn everything she gets, and they absolutely did that time, and preventing the ball to get to the basket. Now she's got to earn these from the free throw line.
The Morgan of Morgan Sweet 16 Network, sponsored by, in part, by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. That one ping pongs off the rim, no good for Zakiya Johnson, 74% foul shooter. One more coming with 100 ticks left in the first half. Still tied at 25, and we still are. And then Johnson comes back and fouls Johnson. Zakiya Johnson frustrated by missing two. Fouls Claire Johnson as we pause. 10 seconds. Station identification on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Claire Johnson on the line.
If there's any doubt that one of these Johnsons is going to be the MVP, may depend on who will win it. And Claire Johnson got the rebound after Zakiya Johnson. Her Sacred Heart missed two. She hit the foul shot, and she is on target. She had been perfect until that miss. She was 8-for-8 before that miss. 26-25, McCracken County in a 4-0 run, a one-point lead. That is lead switch six. We've had two ties. They're still in that zone. It's a 1-3-1 look. Fry got it off to Johnson, around left to Jordan, into the corner. Bender,
big,
got it.
Great patience that time by the Valkyries, swinging the ball, found Bender deep in the corner.
72 wins in a row against Kentucky teams. Last time they didn't win a game, day before Valentine's Day in 2022. Lost to Mercy, 98-96 in two overtimes. Trying to make that streak in. Buchanan, 14-footer in the lane. Good, she has 10.
The dynamic duo for McCracken putting on a show.
Zakiya Johnson, pump fake left to Jordan. Bounce pass corner left to Kincaid. Kincaid drives and scores. Kincaid, who averages under three a game and had not scored in the first three games in sparse minutes, has scored four.
That was a beautiful move, too. A little hang time action.
30-28 on our seventh lead switch. Sacred Heart. Deep three, Buchanan. Left it short.
She rushed that one.
Little deep breath here. Let's see how they're shooting. That's just her first three attempts. She's 4 of 7. Johnson is 3 of 8, but 8 of 9 from the foul line. The other Johnson, Zakiya Johnson, the Gatorade Player of the Year for the third year in a row. Only seniors eligible for Miss Basketball, and definitely Claire Johnson up for that award. 10 for Johnson on 5 of 6 shooting. 7 seconds left, first half. Lob down inside. Johnson used the elbow. Turn, banked it in.
Who do you think they're going to? Nice hard cut.
32-28, Sacred Heart in a back-and-forth entertaining first half in the 63rd edition of this girls' state championship. And this one's been good. Carl Nathan going to track down the Sacred Heart coach. Carl?
We are here with Donna Moyer. Donna, an exciting first half. I don't know if it's exciting if you're a coach, but it's a good first half.
Yeah, I mean, 33-4 are just tough, and we've got to get some more stops. We got to figure out a way to stop them.
You got a couple of nice baskets at the end of the first half, a little momentum.
We did. I think Z's on a mission, and she got it in there. Bender hit 2, 3, so, I feel good. We didn't play a real good first half defensively. We weren't locked down, but I can assure you we're going to give it our best the second half.
Thanks, Donna.
Thank you.
That's head coach Donna Moyer, Sacred Heart, the Valkyries, going for their fourth consecutive state championship. We're at halftime, championship game of the girls' Sweet 16, sponsored by Mingy Beef Jerky. It's 32-28, Sacred Heart over McCracken County. We will continue. This is the Morgan and Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Buy factory direct and save on a post-frame building from Mansi Metal. Our rugged Midwestern buildings are made right here in Winchester from quality materials, giving you the best value for your investment. With over 20 striking colors to choose from and fast turnaround, Mansi Metal will produce a garage, barn, stable, or hobby building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester showroom or visit us today at mansimetal.com. MANSEA metal.com.
Kentucky kindergartners are ranked among the lowest in the nation for measles vaccine coverage, according to the latest CDC report. To prevent measles outbreaks and illnesses, it's critical to ensure that you and your child are vaccinated with the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Vaccination against measles can begin at the age of 12 months. Measles can be dangerous, potentially leading to pneumonia, brain damage, deafness, and even death, especially for babies and young children. Immunization, the power to protect. Call the Clark County Health Department to schedule an appointment.
Hello, Clark County Cardinal fans. This is Dustin Howard, Superintendent of the Clark County Public School System. We want you to know Clark County Public Schools is committed to the future of every one of our 5,500 students. With dedicated educators and first-class facilities and programs, we empower every student to be prepared for success in either college or career through AP and dual credit courses and our hands-on vocational training. Clark County Public Schools, where greatness grows every day. Go Cards.
If you are 45 or older, it's recommended you begin colorectal cancer screenings. A colonoscopy at Clark Regional Medical Center is a screening that helps find and identify cancers early when treatment is most effective. Prioritize your well-being with a proactive step towards good health. Your health matters. At Clark Regional Medical Center, you can help choose a healthy future. Choose well. Choose Clark. Visit clarkregional.org.
You're listening to Sweet 16 Basketball on WWKY.
The halftime show is brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. We are at halftime, the girls' Sweet 16 championship game for 2024. Sacred Heart 32, McCracken County 28. And our Kentucky Beef Council Protein Power rebounder of the first half is Zakiya Johnson of Sacred Heart. She has three rebounds. There's a lot of players on both teams with two, but she's the only one with as many as three. So did you know, looking for a convenient snack to fuel your day? Add beef jerky to nuts, seeds, and fruit for a protein-packed snack. That from the Kentucky Beef Council. It's a pleasure to join, not be joined because she's already here, but I'm joining her, Mina Todd, our expert analyst. And as I rode the sidelines, it's been a pleasure to get to know Mina over these last 11 years, even though I called her Julie earlier today, but we'll forget about that. First half observations. This was an entertaining first half.
A very entertaining first half. Both teams, you know, turn the ball over a little more than they'd like to, but that's to be expected in a state championship team, especially when both teams are so good defensively. You heard Coach Moyer talk about the fact they wanted to lock in on defense. She didn't feel like her team was as locked in as they needed to be, but this has been a great game so far this first half.
Want to talk to you about your own background and career, and I don't want you to be modest. I know you're a modest person, but in this case, I want to brag on you a little bit. First of all, tell us, you played high school basketball.
Right. Callaway County High School in Murray, Kentucky.
And then went on to?
The University of Tennessee and played for Pat Summitt, and then ended up at Murray State to finish out my college career.
Okay. And so you had to play some to get to play for Pat Summitt.
I played a little. I liked to shoot the ball, and you know, Pat, she gave me a hard time when I got there because I could shoot it from anywhere at any time, but my defense, she flat taught me a little bit about defense.
All right. Eventually, you used that teaching not only in the classroom, but you became a coach yourself. Talk about that a little bit.
Oh, it was something I. First of all, I love young people. I love working with young people, and it was just a natural fit because I love the game of basketball so much. It was such a passion of mine. My mom used to say that I couldn't tell time because I'd never be home on time because I was always sneaking into the Carr Health Building to shoot around with the Murray State Racer men's team. And so, you know, it's just always been a passion of mine, and it's something that I truly loved. It was getting to work with young people and teach them the game of basketball.
And am I right? It was DuPont Manual in Louisville.
Right.
You were the coach, and I heard you talking about it earlier today, and we've talked about it a little bit in the past, but you got to the state championship game. Tell us about that experience. When was that?
Well, we were the runner-up in 2001. We made it to the semifinal. The semifinals in 2000. And that was a heartbreaker there in itself. We lost to the eventual state championship team. But that run in 2001, we had a heck of a team, and it was such a special time. We ended up playing Lexington Catholic, in the championship game. We had a 16-point lead at halftime, and my point guard went down with a severe ankle injury and could not come back in the game. And, you know, unfortunately, it was kind of like deer in the You know, I had three D1 players. We just kind of froze up a little bit and started playing not to lose instead of playing to win, and ended up losing that game with 0.4 seconds to go by a little eighth grader from the short corner. And I'll never forget it because I can remember every play of the game.
You're a lot younger than I am. However, isn't it funny how we can remember stuff in detail like that, but we can't remember what we did yesterday?
Oh, I can't remember 5 minutes ago. I'm like, what's going on? But I sure can remember that just like it was yesterday.
Back with Mina Todd in just a couple of moments. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Cosair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Cosair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Cosair kids like me.
Will you help a Cosair kid today? Visit Cosair.org.
When you're at UK Healthcare Gill Heart and Vascular Institute, your heart is in the right place. We have the widest suite of heart services in Kentucky, from nutrition and exercise management to heart transplants. And with outreach clinics across the Commonwealth, you'll have convenient access to that care when you need it most. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit gillheart.com.
When life's accidents happen, call Right Way Auto Glass. Right Way will come to your location and complete your repairs the same or next day. Right Way is a preferred provider for all insurance companies, meaning they can handle the entire process in one call.
Right Way handles everything. They can even recalibrate your vehicle's electronic safety features, saving you a trip to the dealership. With certified technicians and over 75 years of experience, plus over 500 five-star Google reviews, call Right Way Auto Glass for all of your auto glass needs at 859-523-1098.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
Carl Athey back live courtside at Rupp Arena. Halftime of the championship game of this Mickey Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16, Sacred Heart 32, McCracken County 28. We've got about 45 seconds left with our special guest, Mina Todd, our broadcasting partner on the Sweet 16 Network. Mina, wanted to ask you about the growth of girls basketball over this last 40, 50 years. This year, it seems just even exponential. Caitlin Clark is a phenomenon for Iowa.
I have watched her and followed her, especially this year, but even last year. But she has raised the bar for women's basketball. They're selling out arenas all over the country. And what a special time and a special place for women in basketball.
Thank you, Mina Todd. We'll look forward to your call in the second half with Greg Stottlemyre. And Mina will be joining us next week here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network for our coverage of the boys' Sweet 16 here at Rupp Arena. Halftime show brought to you by Clark's Pump & Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Back with more. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Stuff Recycling, veteran-owned and operated, is a high-tech, full-service scrap metal recycling facility right here in Winchester. Stuff Recycling offers a large variety of services for recyclers in Winchester, Lexington, and beyond. Stuff Recycling processes everything from household scrap to larger demo projects up to full industrial scrap services. Learn more about Stuff Recycling or schedule a call online at StuffRecycling.com. That's Stuff Recycling.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump & Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump & Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump & Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump & Shop.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A. Advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B. Belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C. Community. Partner with other chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the chamber.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
This is the March to a Championship on WWKY.
Carl Nathy with McCracken County head coach Scott Sibbles. Scott, an entertaining first half. What do you got to do to win this ball game in the second half?
Got to take care of the ball. The possessions in this game are very crucial. We wanted that last shot there and took a quick shot, but we're playing so well. We're competing. It's been a good game so far. We just got to stay ahead. The first 4 minutes of this game and the third quarter are going to be very key.
All right, good luck.
Thanks, sir.
That's Coach Scott Sibbles of McCracken County battling against Sacred Heart. It's 32 for Sacred Heart, 28 McCracken County. And we will continue in just a moment. In fact, right now we're going to go back to Greg Stottlemyer and Mina Todd on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network for the second half.
Well, here's what's at stake. History, to say the least. There have been three times that a team has won three straight state tournaments. Laurel County did it in 1977, 78, and 79. Tonight's favorite, Sacred Heart, did it in 2002, 3, and 4. And guess what? They did it one other time the last 3 years. History. Can they add to it tonight? Let's take a historical rewind.
It's over. Sacred Heart wins its fifth state championship to move into a tie with three other schools. The ones running and jumping right now are Two Iron Wright, as Sacred Heart completes the back-to-back championship.
Well, just had a little bit of mechanical issues with it. Try to give that back to you here in a bit if we can. But suffice it to say, nobody has had a better run over the years in this tournament. It's now in year 63. It was played from 1920 to 1932 for 13 years. This is the 50th since they resumed in 1975. So 50 since we resumed, 63 overall. And right now, on the line for Sacred Heart, looking for their 16th straight Sweet 16 win and their 73rd win in a row dating back to 2022 against teams from Kentucky. That's a lot of pressure on young ladies, but I know they're not thinking about that right now.
No, they're thinking about getting this one this year, this moment, and this time.
Before we dig into the second half, let's make sure to call Kentucky 811. Make safety part of your next do-it-yourself project strategy. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. McCracken County down by four after getting a brief lead. Turning right is Buchanan. Dropped the dribble into a double team. Paleo tied her up. Paleo sat a lot in the first half because of two fouls. So did Claire Russell. They're back in there right now. Russell played 8 minutes. Paleo played nine. So about half of the first half.
And that's going to bode well for them. They're going to be a little more rested than the other girls.
Coming out of the lower bracket, not as much time to rest. We'll give you those numbers here in a second. Here's Johnson. 12 points for her. Zakiya Johnson. They switch it around left. Bender. Into the corner. Down low. Paleo turns into a double team. Jump ball. Good hands onto the ball by Mickey Buchanan to force the turnover. 10 turnovers, Sacred Heart, now 11 McCracken.
Both teams, great job that time on defending the post. Doubled down without fouling.
Last time Sacred Heart lost the tournament game, the last game played the COVID year, the fifth and final game before the pandemic halted things. In 2020, South Laurel beat them. High arching 13-footer and a miss by Hill. Offensive rebound, reset McCracken County. A minute in, nobody scored second half. 32-28, Sacred Heart, they threw it away. Stolen by Johnson. And now Sacred Heart looking to get their biggest lead tonight. Their big lead, 5, Paleo. Twirls to the baseline from 6 over the left of the rim and in.
She's hard to stop down there. They're going to have to make sure that they put better ball pressure, make that pass more difficult to get in the post.
Paleo has 6. Again, only played half for the first half. They have scored the last 6 to break away from a 28-all tie. Claire Johnson coming left, guarded by Zakiya Johnson. Crosses her over, loses her, misses the layup. But Jordan fouled her hard.
Now Jordan accidentally hit her in the mouth. I think they both kind of came up a little sore after that.
Yeah, she checked to make sure all of her molars are in there. Into the line she'll go where she hit her first 8. Missed her last one. She's 8 of 9. Tremendous foul shooter, 84% on the year. First one goes.
Now she has done anything and everything to help her team win.
16 as they both fall. Headed to Samford next year. On track to potentially be the valedictorian of her high school. Does it scholastically and on the hardwood. 2-3 zone. They played a little 1-3-1. High left bender throw to the defense. Johnson got it through traffic. She's fouled. She scores.
That is a strong play. How in the world she came down with that ball. Mickey Buchanan had beautiful position, and she was still, Sakai Johnson was still able to finish strong and get the and one opportunity.
I thought we were going to have an alley-oop dunk there for a second. Yeah. That's what it looked like. She got fouled by Buchanan, her second. And the biggest lead of the night on the three-point play, and it was a highlight maker, 15 for Zakai Johnson. And we'll work the other way as Buchanan picks up her second foul, and they've got catch-up time to do, and the ball stripped by Johnson from Johnson. Zakai Johnson lays it up and in, and a 5-0 run, and from 28 all late in the first half, an 11-2 spurt by Sacred Heart, flexing the Valkyries' muscle. 30-second timeout called by Scott Sibbles, who played at Murray State back with the great Popeye Jones.
I remember that, believe it or not.
This Daw Harris, KHSAA Hall of Fame moment, brought to you by Roberts Insurance, salutes Dan Swartz of Owingsville. Swartz scored more than 2,000 points at his high school, despite being injured and missing his senior season at Owingsville. At Moorhead State, Swartz became a two-time All-American, averaging 28.8 points per game. He was a member of the 1963 Boston Celtics NBA champions. Roberts Insurance welcomes Owingsville's Dan Swartz to the Dawhairs KHSAA Hall of Fame Class of 2024. It's tied at 28 late in the first half. McCracken County had taken its first lead since early in the ballgame, 26-25. But since the 28 all deadlock, an 11-2 run so far for Sacred Heart. Johnson coming against Zakaya Johnson. Got it off here to Buchanan, and then she double dribbled as there's that Claire Russell defense again.
Well, Coach Moyer talked to Carl at halftime about wanting her team to lock in more on defense, and that's exactly what they're doing.
Forecourt comes. Jordan came out right side, and the catch made, and the foot is on the sideline as Bender received it. We see that so much. Normally, you see it more in college because of the extension of the three-point line near the sideline, but we've seen it a lot in this tournament, even with the high school three-point line in a couple of feet. Through traffic, Claire Johnson, handoff Buchanan. They scored 24, they're 28 in the first half, and Johnson scored two here, so 26 of the 30. Twirling to the top of the key, Skaggs got it back from Hill, threw it inside and threw it away. Too many turnovers.
Didn't have the angle that time.
15 of them. Zakai Johnson, no look to Bender out of the corner. Bang! And Sacred Heart, start your engines and run away from the Crockett County like Secretariat.
That was beautiful. Like drew the deep defender, pitched out for a wide open three.
Let's go back and talk about history. Looking for their fourth. Remember the first three they won in a row. It's over. Sacred Heart wins its fifth state championship to move into a tie with three other schools.
The ones running and jumping right now are two iron right as Sacred Heart completes the back-to-back championship. They win 64-46 over Bullet East. Sacred Heart makes history, and Donna Moyer makes history. It's a three-peat for Sacred Heart. They win the 2023 Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Basketball Sweet 16.
The voice of Neil Bradley the last 2 years, the great longtime Murray State announcer, and the team from down his way, McCracken County, has been hit by a big run, 42-30. Sacred Heart, after this game, was tied at 28.
You see Sakai Johnson coming out. putting the team on her back. Coach Moyer, again, at halftime, was talking about that Zakiya, you can tell she's on a mission.
14-2 run. 17 for Zakiya Johnson. Been the MVP of this tournament the last 2 years. 8 of 9 from the field. 0 of 1 from three or only missed. She is just 1 of 5 from the foul line. On the other side, Claire Johnson toe-to-toe with her. 16 points, 10 of 11 from the foul line. But she's missed all three of her threes and 3 of 8 overall. And she's been forced into 6 turnovers. Meanwhile, Zakiya Johnson, 4 assists, no turnovers. And it's thrown away again on the inbounds. Pressure, 16 turnovers by McCracken County. 6 already in less than 3.5 minutes.
And Sacred Heart, great job trapping. Here's another steal.
This time the other way, McCracken County, and to the goal. Claire Johnson, will that restart their engine? She has 18. That was a big steal because the air was out of their balloon. Down 10. McCracken County police defense. Bender turns as they slough off. Misses. Defensive rebound into the hands of Hill. Hill outlet. Claire Johnson. 2-on-1. Claire Johnson goes around the defender who flopped. And Claire Johnson put it in. She has 20.
She sure knows how to attack that basket.
Tremendous tournament for her. Coming in, averaging 25.3, had 39 earlier today. And all of a sudden, from 12, it's down to 8. Claire Russell goes left side. Paleolo to Johnson. Johnson foul. Back score.
She's just shaking her head. She's like, you can't stop me. They drew Paleo away from the basket, and they had Sakai Johnson break to the block. Nice. Unselfish play by Paleo.
In 2 tournament games, both finals, against McCracken County, she's 21 of 25 from the field. Foul shooting, may want to forget that. She missed another one. She's 1 of 6, but they steal the rebound and get another foul at the goal. That time, Bender. Boy, Sacred Heart. You know, when I heard Carl Nathy talk to Donna Moyer, the Hall of Fame coach, going to the locker room, I just sensed she was going to have a kind of special locker room speech adjustment to have her team ready. You just heard almost confidence in her voice, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. She knows her team, and she knows what she's got to do to get what she wants out of them. You can see Sacred Heart playing with laser-like focus right now.
Hughes fouled Bender, and Bender hit the first foul shot. Second good as well. She has 10. She's the second player double figures for Sacred Heart. They stretch the lead out to a dozen for the second time. Claire Johnson one-hands it to their other scorer. Buchanan hadn't scored this quarter. Johnson has 20, Buchanan 10. 30 of their 34 and a 5 call as the defense lockdown continues. Bender was on Buchanan, and Buchanan couldn't get out of jail. Turnover number 18. Okay. And 8 this quarter.
Sacred Heart's mixing things up on a made free throw. They're throwing a little 1-2-2 trap at them. It's causing all kinds of problems for McCracken County.
8 turnovers in 4.5 minutes of the second half. They have brought in Bolin for McCracken County. And they're chasing, trying to get traps. Bender, corner left. Bender, a couple of dribbles from the elbow. They get off of her, and she airballs one. Rebound collected by Buchanan. And a foul in backcourt. Frustration foul. Bender talking to her teammate and Russell. They discuss things, and back to work we go for McCracken County, down by a dozen, 3:02 in the third.
Here comes some man-to-man full court pressure from the Valkyries.
That was Bender's second foul. So they've got 3 players, make it 4 players with 2 fouls. But nobody with 3. Claire Johnson headed to Sanford. Crossover dribble, got a whistle, jostling inside, and it's going to be a hold down on the low block left, away from the point of action on Tootie Jordan, 5'3 freshman. We have a timeout at Rupp Arena in the state championship game, 2:48 to go in the third, and a 12-point lead for Sacred Heart here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
At game time, you are what you eat. And a 3-ounce serving of beef provides 25 grams of protein, a requirement for building muscle. Then add 10 essential nutrients, including iron and vitamins B6 and B12 for energy and alertness. And you see what any athlete can tell you. Beef. It's what's for winners.
Take a trip to Moorhead. The trip from McCracken County High School to Moorhead covers a whole lot of miles. And if you're driving from Louisville Sacred Heart, your journey covers 141 miles. Let's go over to Carl Nathan.
Well, McCracken County head coach Scott Skivels talking to his team. Nothing we can do about the pass turnovers, but we need to take care of the ball. We need to fight back. As far as Donna Boyer and her team says, let's move the ball in the offensive court until we get absolutely great shots. That's the Clark's Pump and Shop sideline report.
Thank you, Carl. We'll all be back together next week for the boys' tournament, but still a long way to go. 2:43 in the third, up by a dozen. And that one rattles out off the right side by Hill. And a rebound called on Sacred Heart. And that'll be the third on Claire Russell.
Went all the way in and came back.
It's been that kind of day when you're trying to catch up and things just kind of, the rim denies you. It's not your friend. Rosaria Boland to toss it in to Claire Johnson. Claire Johnson with 20 tonight after having 39 earlier today. Back up to Boland, 5'6 freshman. Now Johnson guarded by Paleo, their center. Got the hand up high with the left hand. Now comes out. Johnson loses her with a crossover, running 8 third. Crossover is so good.
And how smart was that? She saw Zakiya Johnson stepping up, so she pulls up and takes a little 12-foot jump shot.
High left bender. Throws it low to Paleo and a low angle hook shot. Good. Old school Paleo.
That was old school. Nice.
8 for Paleo. That's like you back in your day, right?
Yeah, I shot hook shots all the time.
How many did you have in one day?
47.
Just a nice night at the office. Left side of the lane from about 8 feet. Good by Buchanan. Her 12-point of the night. You got a feeling McCracken County beginning to get in a rhythm. They have a run. Will it be enough? 48-38 down by 10. Outscored 14-2 when the game was knotted late in the first half. And into the second half, a slow start, hit by the turnover bug. Throw over the defense, Paleo, easy layup.
Yeah, that's too easy. They got to get a body on her down there, make her work for it.
Talk about a team that assists. They are tremendous at it. Here comes Claire Johnson, leaves it off for Buchanan, lets the three fly, and it got a bounce off the rim, hit the backboard and went in. That's the Right Way Auto Glass off the glass shot. Right Way Auto Glass, Kentucky's premier auto glass provider. Tightens it down to a 9-point game. As the bounce went for Buchanan, she has 15. Now the freshman, Jordan. At high left, Russell. Back to Jordan. Jordan bounces corner. Bender let it fly. Rainbow. Pot of gold.
She loves that deep corner.
13 for her. 8 for Paleo. 16 for Johnson. Here's the other Johnson. Claire Johnson picked up the pivot foot and walk.
Yeah, she did. She just did a little bit of hop there. Great job by the Valkyries. Sacred Heart sliding over to cut off that drive by Claire Johnson.
9 of their 19 turnovers in this quarter. 12 turnovers by Sacred Heart. Points off turnovers, though, just a 5-point advantage. They can add to it here with this possession. 53-41, third time they've had a dozen-point lead. Deep three, shy off the left by Tootie Jordan. Defensive rebound out to Claire Johnson. They run 3-on-1, and the layup by Johnson. 24 for Claire Johnson. And that's the end of the quarter. Bad possession at the end of the third for Sacred Heart, but everything else was golden, and they take a 10-point lead, 8 minutes away from history, here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building. See store for details.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as their premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
Big news for small business. Traditional Bank is now offering Zelle for Business, the fast, easy way to get paid. Money is sent directly to your bank accounts and is typically available in minutes, as easy as 1, 2, Zelle. Visit traditionalbank.com/Zelle Business. Traditional Bank, member FDIC. To send or receive money with a small business, both parties must be enrolled with Zelle directly through their financial institution's online banking or mobile app.
Long way.
At the start of the fourth quarter we go, and we're going to muscle into that fourth quarter with chocolate milk. To learn more about milk's balanced nutrition, visit thedairyalliance.com. Out of the corner, Bender, as we open it up. Miss three. Rebound, Claire Johnson. And in the outlet, turnover.
Yeah, she took off a little too quick and just lost the handle.
20 turnovers. 10 this half. Been outscored in points off turnovers, though, just by a 13-8 count. Now, does Sacred Heart keep attacking, or do they run some clock and just hold on here by 10? Bender, high post bounce to the foul line to Puleo, back to the basket. Russell trying to set the tempo here now. Here's Johnson, corner left Bender. They can, McCracken County work low to Puleo, turns open. They gamble for the steal of Puleo to the goal with a big move.
And great patience, using some clock there by Sacred Heart.
10 for Puleo, 3 in double digits, 3 the other way, will not fall. For Buchanan. Crackett County had the better time slots, but it doesn't look like Sacred Heart is tired at all right now.
Well, they're on a mission.
Judy Jordan, they're under 7 minutes away of basketball time from completing. 4 in a row, never been done. Sacred Heart's won it 3 times in a row, twice. Laurel County the first to do it. Johnson, free throw line extended left. To Jordan, skip over to Bender, Johnson, foul line, Puleo, turn and face, wide open, Russell returns from the right to the left, hit the bottom of the net, but the whistle sounded, she got fouled, and again, I go back, and I know it's a little bit of a broken record, but it's so impressive, 20 assists of 20 tonight, and they entered 50 assists of 71 made shots in the first 3 games. That is unheard of. Any coach would like to have that recipe for a team, whether it's the NBA or Pee Wee basketball.
Absolutely. They're just a well-oiled machine. You know, Donna puts her kids in the right positions. They execute the game plan. They trust the process.
Russell missed both foul shots. Averaged 8 points. First 3 games hadn't scored. Down by a dozen. Johnson goes around awaiting Jordan and missed the shot. Here comes Jordan. Right side Bender, 6:18 to go. 55-43 Sacred Heart by a dozen for the fourth time. See if they stretch it farther. They're really making McCracken work and milking the clock. But good ball movement. There it is again. Got it low. blocked the ball but got the arm as Johnson dumped it to Paleo.
You ask, are they going to continue to attack? You look for them to continue to attack up until probably the 2-minute mark or so, where they may start trying to eat some clock.
Cooper had a really good battle with them. Cooper lost by 5 and 12 in the regular season, lost earlier today just by 8. Those two teams really had a good three-game series this year. These two teams played a preseason scrimmage against each other down in Paducah. Second foul shot good by Paleo after missing the first. And the biggest lead of the night is on the board here at Rupp Arena, 56-43, as Paleo has been big here in the second half after only playing half of the first half. She has 11. Whistle out on the right wing. Johnson with a reach. Zakiya Johnson trying to guard Claire Johnson. That's a tough assignment.
It is, but Coach Moore trusts her. She feels like she takes Claire out of her game.
With the gold shoes on to toss it in will be Bolden. Now here comes Claire Johnson. Back over to Buchanan. They're the 1-2 punch. Buchanan 15, Johnson 24. Again, the rest of the team still at 4 points. Almost a walk. They got it over to Claire Johnson. Missed it. The person that fell down, Buchanan, got back up, got the rebound, and she's fouled by Paleo. Trying to close out, couldn't stop her momentum.
Good job by Buchanan. Like, she's sitting on her tush, end up with the ball. Now an opportunity for 2 free throws.
5:32 to go. Down 13. Boy, really shot foul shots well. That's 13 of 14 for the team. Johnson, 10 of 11. Buchanan, 3 for 3.
Let's see if McCracken doesn't bring a little pressure.
16 tonight for Buchanan, looking for point 17. No. Defensive rebound by Zakiya Johnson. He's just out at 9 of 10 shooting night tonight. 1 of 6, though, from the foul line. Forecourt comes Jordan back to Johnson. High post, Paleo. Into the corner, Bender. 5:18 to go. Back to Johnson. Got those long arms. Got away from her. Just reached out and got it. Russell left side. Guarded by the aggressive defense of Bolin. Inside Johnson. Missed the shot. Only her second miss. Ripped the rebound down offensively. Whistle sounds. Fouled before she went up for the shot.
And she had to battle for that. McCracken all over.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is sponsored in part by the Southland Dairy Farmers. Energize your game with chocolate milk. 4:59 to go to the finish line. In the lane, bad pass, tipped away, stolen by Hughes. Got it over to Johnson, who had to reach out. Step back three, needed it, didn't get it. Tipped around, falls into the hands of Russell, who led them in rebounding through the first three games with 30 of them. You can see him just take the air out of the ball, but still be aggressive to get it inside and feed the post or get a cutter. But clock is on their side. So's the scoreboard by 13. 4.5 to go. 56-44 now. A 12-point game. Jordan throws it out errantly, but nobody back there except Red Cloud by Valkyries. Johnson will shoot a three out of the corner. Miss it. She's missed two in a row. Good rebound, but when she turned to get around the defender, the foot touched the end line. Turnover on Bender. Bender's had a good game tonight.
She really has. She's really knocked down some big shots.
Bender with 16. Paleo with 13. Johnson with 19. As the two teams will go to the bench here with 4:09 to go in the game. Let's go to Carl Nathan.
All right, Greg, time now for the BSN Sports Heart of the Game Award. And this evening, it goes to all of the girls' high school basketball players from throughout the Commonwealth of Kentucky, including the student-athletes who've represented their teams and themselves so well this week here at the Sweet 16. We say congratulations, and that's our BSN Sports Heart of the Game Award.
When we talked to Scott Sibbles, the coach of McCracken County, before the game, they came out of the lower bracket last year. He said it was such a rush. We have more time this year. They played at 1:30 Wednesday, at 11 o'clock Friday, and 11 o'clock today. Sacred Heart played at 6 Thursday, 6 last night, 1:30 today. But they do not appear to have any less petrol in their gas tank, including Tootie Jordan, who turned a little bit of an ankle slightly. Here's the other Johnson, Claire Johnson against Zakiya Johnson. Up top, Buchanan. Buchanan shoots. It rolls in. Buchanan. She's got up to 18 points now.
That's nice execution out of the timeout to get a three.
Back within single digits. Down 9. 3:40 to make a miraculous comeback. Paleo. Give and go, Bender. Another assist. Another basket.
That is beautiful.
I mean, this has just been precision basketball for the Valkyries this tournament. Assisting field goal makes. Cutting to the basket, and then their defense is good. Boy, both of these teams play good defense. So did Cooper earlier today. Muscling in, shot blocked by Paleo. That was a forced shot there. In desperation by Buchanan. Jordan helped defensively, and the finish line is in sight now for Sacred Heart. Nobody has ever in this tournament won four straight. Sacred Heart is under 3 minutes from doing just that. Off to Bender. Bender, top of the key. Russell. And a reach-in foul. Trying to get a snatch away on Bowling. Timeout. Here we go. Down to the end. Glad you're with us. 58-47 Sacred Heart on the Morgan of Oregon Sweet 16 now.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turfland for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Hey, we're your muscles.
How you doing?
How are you?
We love how you work us out.
Feels great, deltoid.
Right, triceps. After working out, we need fuel. And scientists say the best sports drink to replenish us muscles is chocolate milk. Chocolate milk has the perfect ratio of carbohydrates to protein, plus riboflavin, vitamin D, calcium.
Costs less, tastes better.
So, what's the best sports drink?
Chocolate milk.
Okay, let's arm wrestle.
Milk, a part of everything that's good. From your Southland dairy farmer families.
All right, class in session. Milk and milk products provide that good balance of protein, fat, and carbohydrates, and are a very important source of 13 essential nutrients: calcium, protein, vitamin D, vitamin B12, vitamin A, phosphorus, riboflavin, niacin, pantothenic acid, zinc, selenium, iodine, potassium. That's the 13 essential nutrients in milk provided by Southland Dairy Farmers. 14-2-1. End of the first half, start of the second half, when the game is tied at 28, the difference. 7 lead switches, 4 ties, and Sacred Heart with the ball. 2:51 to go, leading by 11. Backcourt to the freshman guard, Tootie Jordan. Tightly guarded by the freshman defender, Bowling. She fell down. Tootie Jordan got away from her, and that brought up the cheers from the Sacred Heart cheering section. Johnson works her way right, and they're just taking the air out of it now. Good ball handling.
Got to meet your passes here.
14 turnovers in the game. That was a bad decision by Zakiya Johnson. She knew it. Tried to throw the backdoor bounce kind of without looking, and that's a turnover.
She should have led her with that pass. Instead, it was behind her. Sacred Heart going to lock down on defense here. They haven't locked down on defense this entire game.
Yes. Going for their 8th state title. Won the first back in 1976 when they beat another Louisville school, Butler. Johnson. Good lob down to the baseline. Missed shot Hill. Followed her own miss. Got her first
in. Did a good job staying with that.
Back to a 9-point game. 58-49. 2:04 to go. Got to turn up the pressure in the yard. Jordan spins away with a dribble up to Johnson layup.
And that's what happens. You're fighting for your life, and you're overplaying. And Zakiya Johnson, great job reading.
They got a double team, and Johnson comes in and gets a tie-up after it was all started by the defensive pressure of half court by Bender. I really like the way Bender has played tonight. 5'10 senior. Said she's been looking at Western Kentucky, at Louisville. We'll see what happens there. Where does she go? You know, they lost Trinity Ralston to graduation. She's on a Southern Indiana team that won the Ohio Valley Conference. Josie Gilbin 2 years ago now plays at Western Kentucky. Here's Claire Johnson headed to Samford next year. She has 24.
They're going to have to get some shots up here.
Yeah, under a minute and a half. Taking too long. Claire Johnson's open. She knows it. Hand off to Buchanan, but the defense is shut down. And a timeout called. Scott Sybil saw that his team was not able to get anybody open.
That's great defense by the Valkyries. Great defense.
McCracken County lost last year in this game 68-53, 60-49 tonight. So it's probably going to be a little less number-wise, but pretty close. And last year they shot 71% to win. Tonight they're shooting 63.4%. And McCracken County shot 50% last year, 50% this year. We're looking in the mirror.
You absolutely are. And just, you know, the difference in this ball game has been Sacred Heart's defense. They have just taken McCracken County out of, you know, look at the threes. The threes that Johnson normally hits, that she's always had a hand in her face. She's had to rush those threes. The defensive clinic that we've seen by Sacred Heart has just been incredible.
UK Healthcare Orthopedic Surgery and Sports Medicine is the official healthcare provider of the KHSAA and the Sweet 16 tournament. Boys tournament starts Wednesday. Let's go down to Carl Nathan.
Sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop. Greg and Bina, I tell you what, I never thought I'd say it because Sacred Heart in the semifinal, to me, they looked a little bit like a tired ball club in that second half. They won the game 58-50. But they have, whether it's the adrenaline or what, they have come to life. They've been the aggressor and the energetic team in this ball game for the most part.
60-49 lead by 11. And here come the red-clad Valkyries back onto the court, breaking away from their coach, who is sitting on win number 804. Number one active, number three all-time in the state of Kentucky. 511 wins for Scott Sybils. Got his team to the state championship game 2 years in a row. Here's Claire Johnson. Johnson handoff Buchanan. Buchanan right of the lane and still trouble. And a turnover. Bender another steal. 21 turnovers in a game compared to 15. And the Sacred Heart fans come up. They know what's ahead with a minute to go. On their way to their 73rd win in a row, dating back to 2020 against Kentucky teams. Threw it away.
Whoops.
48 seconds to go.
I think Bender thought Russell was going to streak back door.
I mean, it is hard to believe when you have beat teams in your state every time you played, about 73 times if they close it out. Last time they lost, double overtime to Mercy, February 13th, 2022, in two overtimes. Claire Johnson misses the three. Bender up ahead. She'll run it to the corner. 32 seconds to something that nobody's done, tipped out of bounds.
Surprised Bender dribbled right to that corner. She's going to get herself in trouble every time.
So McCracken Kelly, the tears flow for Claire Johnson, but nothing to be ashamed of. Could be the valedictorian at her high school. She's going to have a great career at Samford. They're going to miss her down there. And now here comes the curtain call for the eventual champions. Two great teams started preseason playing each other in a scrimmage. They did it in Louisville 2 years ago, and now they're doing it again.
Well, and you know, no greater moment than the Sweet 16 state championship. McCracken County left it all on the floor. I know it's hard, but they have really put on a good showing here at the Sweet 16.
Al got it into a teammate. Missed shot by Holbrook. 21 seconds to go. Holbrook will back it away. Let's see if they dribble out against all the reserves for McCracken County. 13 seconds to go. 10 seconds left. 6 seconds left. Three.
History, folks.
Yep. buzzer sounds. Sacred Heart makes history. The Valkyries win their fourth straight girls state basketball title. Unstoppable, unprecedented.
What a fantastic ball game that Sacred Heart played. Both ends of the floor. Something very, very special.
Carl Nathy, our sideline reporter, just got the game ball. He didn't keep it. He brought it over to the official scoring table. That one could go into some kind of Hall of Fame someday.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is, you know, what a huge accomplishment by the Sacred Heart Valkyries and Donna Moyer.
Now the handshake line as these two great teams led by Johnson's. Claire Johnson, what a tournament she had at 39, fifth most in tournament history, tied for Stacy Reed, the mom of Reed Shepherd of UK, for fifth most all time, 24 by her tonight. And I believe we're going to get a talk with the star, probably going to be the three-time MVP of this tournament, and that is Zakiya Johnson. And Reagan Bender had a great game as well, and I think Bender was the unsung hero tonight, as she had a tremendous game with 18, and Johnson had 21. Let's go over to Carl.
And we're going to sing her praises tonight. 18 points, Reagan Bender, our electrifying player of the game, brought to you by Blue Oval Electrifying. And we'll have more on that in just a moment. But, Reagan, what about this? Your senior year, four straight championships.
I mean, this is what I wanted from the start. You know, I wanted to win every single state championship I could. And to do it with these teammates, it's just been really special.
Congratulations to you. I want to tell you, good luck in the future. And you are our electrifying player of the game presented by Blue Oval SK. Learn about electrifying flying the future at blueovalsk.com. Thanks, Reagan Bender. See if we can get Coach Donna Moyer here. Coach. She's meeting with her family right here. Donna, congratulations.
Okay, thank you.
You were on the team as a player in 1976. You've coached 2002, 3, and 4 champions, and now 21, 22, 23, 24, unprecedented fourth straight. I know you're emotional. How's it feel?
You know, I don't know. I'm just so happy. It's these kids just responded to everything, and it just feels so good to have all your hard work pay off, and I'm just so happy for these kids. I told them I was going to cry win or lose, and, you know, to go out with these seniors the way they've done, I just couldn't be more proud.
Greg Stottlemyre heard you before halftime when we were talking, and he observed a quiet confidence in you that you knew what you were going to say in halftime at the locker room somehow to get them going.
Yeah, I did. I mean, I felt like we were right where we needed to be. You know, we didn't play well the first half and had a four-point lead, and I knew our best basketball was ahead of us.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
State champs. Let's see if we can get one other player.
You know,
Zakiya Johnson.
You got her there.
Zakiya. Congratulations. How's it feel?
It feels great. I wouldn't want to do it with any other team. I'm so proud of each and every one of these girls, how far they've come throughout the season. And we just made history, so I don't think there's a better feeling.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, Greg, back to you.
Well, here's the testament, and then we'll take a break. 72 assists of 97 made shots in a tournament on the biggest stage. That is phenomenal. I think it's the biggest stat of all.
It is phenomenal, and just it's all about this team. They all, you know, they all cherish each other, and they work well together, and it shows.
Big time. All right, let's pause. State show identification, 10 seconds on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You're listening to the Kentucky High School State Tournament on 102.9 FM and 990 AM, WWKY Winchester.
Second year at Aroma, Kraken County, the runner-up. They are 32-5, Sacred Heart, 31-7, the state champion for the fourth year in a row. More from Rupp Arena after this on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast. right before it ends. Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
Kentucky kindergartners are ranked among the lowest in the nation for measles vaccine coverage, according to the latest CDC report. To prevent measles outbreaks and illnesses, it's critical to ensure that you and your child are vaccinated with the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Vaccination against measles can begin at the age of 12 months. Measles can be dangerous, potentially leading to pneumonia, brain damage, deafness, and even death, especially for babies and young children. Immunization, the power to protect. Call the Clark County Health Department to schedule an appointment.
Hello, Clark County Cardinal fans. This is Luke Toy, principal at GRC High School. We want you to know how proud we are to be playing in the Sweet 16. Our teams are no strangers to this big stage, but it's special every time. I want to thank Clark County Public Schools for financing the Cardinal Caravan and bringing our community together in a unique and powerful way. We celebrate our student athletes for this amazing achievement, along with our cheerleaders, pep band members, and student media team who have been to every tournament game supporting our Cards. Clark County Public Schools, where greatness grows every day. Go Cards.
Stuff Recycling, veteran-owned and operated, is a high-tech, full-service scrap metal recycling facility right here in Winchester. Stuff Recycling offers a large variety of services for recyclers in Winchester, Lexington, and beyond. Stuff Recycling processes everything from household scrap to larger demo projects up to full industrial scrap services. Learn more about Stuff Recycling or schedule a call online at stuffrecycling.com. That's stuffrecycling.com. We're your source for high school basketball, WWKY.
For two seasons in a row, not only have they won the state championship, according to our records, they've set the field goal percentage. Last year, they set the percentage record, shooting 71%. This year, they shoot 61.9 to equal the previous record, held by Henry Clay back in 1990. That is high-level basketball at the right time. Let's take a look at the final statistics. Sacred Heart gets 39 of 60 points from two players. Bender, our electrifying player of the year, who also had 7 assists tonight, hit 4 of 8 threes. She's the only one to hit a three. They were 4 of 13 as a team. And, of course, 21 by Zakiya Johnson, three-time MVP of this tournament now. 10 of 13 from the field today after last year going 12 of 14 against McCracken County. She was 1 of 6 from the foul line, ended with a team-high 6 rebounds and also 4 assists. 7 assists by Bender, 4 by Paleo, 4 by Jordan, and 4 assists by Johnson today. And with 6 rebounds, Mickey Buchanan led McCracken County. She is our Kentucky Beef Council Protein Power Rebounder of the game. Did you know beef is packed with 10 essential nutrients? A 3-ounce serving of beef has 25 grams of protein. In addition to those 6 rebounds, 19 points, 24 by Claire Johnson after 39 earlier today. So just a pedestrian 63 points of basketball today at Rupp Arena for Claire Johnson. But when you score 43 of your 49 from two players, just too many weapons, Mina Todd, for Sacred Heart.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Dick, we've said it multiple times, just a well-oiled machine. They play so well together and very deserving of this Sweet 16 state tournament title.
7 lead switches, 4 ties. It was tied at 28 late in the first half. 14-2 run did in McCracken County. A Sacred Heart turned them over 21 times and turned them over 8 times in the first 4.5 minutes of the second half. We'll take a break and come back after this on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
The undisputed champion of beef jerky, Mingy Beef Jerky. It's made right here in Paris, Kentucky. Mingy Beef Jerky, no wonder people refer to it as the best beef jerky on the planet. It's all natural beef jerky packed with protein. There's no preservatives, no nitrates, and it's hand cut from a solid piece of beef. pick up a fresh bag at your local convenience store or order online at MingyBeefJerky.com. Mingy Beef Jerky, we love your game, you love this jerky.
Behind every slam dunk, there's a strategy. Same goes for safe digging. Whether you're breaking ground in your backyard or at the job site, Kentucky 811 is here to help. Make safety part of your strategy by submitting a locate request online at Kentucky811.org or by dialing 811 so you can play it safe with underground utilities. It's free and it's the law. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Kentucky 811, proud sponsor of the KHSAA.
Hi, sweetheart. It's Dad. I'm here at UK Healthcare with Mom and Dr. Veda. Just wanted to let you know that
I'm in remission.
Dr. Veda says her scans look great. Seems like that trial treatment worked. She'll have to come in for follow-ups, but for now, we're in the clear. We'll celebrate soon. Just wanted to let you know right away. Love you.
Love you.
When the stakes are highest, we'll be here. UK Healthcare. The power of advanced medicine.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
Scott Sibbles, head coach of McCracken Kelly, runner-up for the second year in a row. He's talking to the media. Let's hear.
Really good atmosphere tonight for girls basketball. I thought we had a valiant effort this entire game. They had to earn their championship, and congratulations to Coach Moyer and their staff and players. We just we talked about it at halftime about the first 4 minutes were key to stay in this game, and we had way too many turnovers there in the third quarter, and they converted those. But we still kept fighting. I was trying to call some timeouts, you know, some rest, some legs. You know, kind of hit the wall there, I think, when it was all said and done. But they're a terrific basketball team. You know, they'll go down as one of the best of all time. But I do love how my kids fought and competed. And that's all you can ask for in this type of environment, in this type of atmosphere. And so I was very, very pleased.
Thoughts of Scott Sibbles as he had 500-plus wins. He passed that this year. But Donna Moyers did it again. As she, Donna Moyer has 804 wins now, 777 and four state championships in a row. The school now has eight. They're a juggernaut, Mina Todd. This was a fun one to call.
It was a very fun one to call. And just what a fabulous job by Coach Donna Moyer and her staff and these young ladies. They brought it. They were all on a mission, and that's why they're cutting down the nets right now.
You know, you wonder about pressure. I mean, I remember as a kid watching Notre Dame finally beat UCLA. The great Dick Enberg called it on NBC one afternoon. It didn't seem like it ever bothered.
Oh, you know, it's those kind of coaches that always have that cool, calm, collected personality, and Donna's always been that way, and the teams are a reflection of their coach, and they just kept their composure, they kept their cool, and they're the Sweet 16 state champions.
And here's what they've done. Won 73 games in a row against Kentucky teams dating back to the day before Valentine's Day in 2022, and they've won four state championships and 16 straight state tournament games now. Their last loss, the last game played before the COVID year stopped the tournament. Back to wrap it up after this on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
If you are 45 or older, it's recommended you begin colorectal cancer screenings. A colonoscopy at Clark Regional Medical Center is a screening that helps find and identify cancers early when treatment is most effective. Prioritize your well-being with a proactive step towards good health. Your health matters. At Clark Regional Medical Center, you can help choose a healthy future. Choose well. Choose Clark. Visit clarkregional.org.
Buy factory direct and save on a post-train building from Mansi Metal. Our rugged Midwestern buildings are made right here in Winchester from quality materials, giving you the best value for your investment. With over 20 striking colors to choose from and fast turnaround, Mansi Metal will produce a garage, barn, stable, or hobby building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester showroom or visit us today at mansimetal.com. MANSEA Metal.com.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
You're listening to Sweet 16 Basketball on WWKY.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan. Visit us online at thepeople.com. By the Southland Dairy Farmers. Did you know the 13 essential nutrients in milk? And by UK Healthcare, the official healthcare provider of the KHSAA and the Sweet 16 tournaments. Let's thank our teammates on this year's broadcast, the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Basketball Sweet 16. Julie Munson and Mina Todd offered analysis and color. Carl Nathie was our broadcast host and reported from the sidelines. Tom Stevens and Richard Farmer were executive producers and on-site coordinators. Our thanks to Gus Allen for network coordination. The Kentucky Utility Sweet 16 Network is a production of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. This is Greg Stottlemyre, who along with Chuck Mraz brought you the play-by-play of this year's games. Again, tonight's final score, Sacred Heart 60, McCracken 49, as Sacred Heart is crowned Kentucky's 2024 Girls State High School Basketball Champions. That's their fourth in a row. Never happened before. So long from Rupp Arena in Lexington. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.